morning. It's the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and welcome to our WPR News Fall Member Drive. I'm joined in the studio right now by Kate Archer Kent, co-host of Wisconsin Today, which you can hear weekdays at 9 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. right here on WPR News. Kate, good morning.
Hey. It's so good to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you. Now, we'll be talking about grilling over these next 2 hours, but before we get started, Kate and I have a special message for you, and I believe you probably can figure out what it is. At WPR, listener contributions are the largest source of funding. You and your gift keeps the programs you value, including the Larry Mueller Show, on the air. So I'm asking you to make your contribution right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And as you're likely aware, Congress eliminated federal funding for public media last summer. This is a challenge, but WPR is as committed as ever to the communities we serve. And WPR will remain a strong and vibrant service with your help right now. Support the programming you count on now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
So let's keep WPR strong together. I mean, it all goes down to what public radio means. Public radio means listener-supported radio.
And while we do appreciate all funding streams, it is listener support that is the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR. Your contribution of any amount, it really matters at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I'm betting that WPR is important to you. And it's probably also important to you that everyone in the state has access to this high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. And you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. WPR is listener supported, and that is why your participation is so important. So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This is Chad Spate, owner of Chad's Design Build. I support Wisconsin Public Radio because I feel the news, information, and connection we get here is so valuable, and I encourage you to join me. I'm offering a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000 in effect right now. WPR needs our help now more than ever. Here's someone to tell you how to double your impact.
Wow. Thanks, Chad. Give it WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and double up your contributions with the support of Chad Spate and Chad's Design Build. I'm Lee Rayburn here with Kate Archer Kent for our fall member drive, and let's get it off started on a good foot. Listener support is the largest source of funding for us, and that's why it's your gift of 10 or 20 bucks a month, $100 a month, really whatever you choose has a huge impact.
Has such a huge impact. And giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation, that'll come back to you each and every day in the form of engaging programs like the Larry Mueller Show. So show your support and double it up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
And you might be wondering, well, what is that dollar amount? How much should I give? And that is really up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into programs that'll keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your gift right now. Do not wait. And do it in the amount that's right for you, that works for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And can't say it enough. Thank you for making an investment that serves all of us.
And it's so exciting that this dollar-for-dollar match is in effect now. There is room for your gift to be matched. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And ask for your WPR Canvas backpack this drive. This quality bag will last forever and show off your commitment to WPR. It'll be handy for all your outings around town or just a day trip, and you can ask for yours when you give $22 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's the thing. Become a sustaining member. It is really easy to set up on convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Those are reliable. They are ongoing. Get started at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And double your impact now with the help of Chad Spate and Chad's Design Build. Jerome and Combined Lock says WPR provides balanced news and the programming is good for the whole family. Jerome, thank you. And join Jerome right now with your gift. It'll make a huge difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you. We have Mark Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill with us for the next 2 hours, taking a look at our grill and how, in Wisconsin anyway, the grilling season goes on all year round. Mad Dog and Merrill are grillologists. They are hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin' online at maddogandmerrill.com. They've written cookbooks together. What do you want to know from them and their expertise at the grill? What are you grilling this fall? And are you looking for some advice and recommendations? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send us an email, talk@WPR.org. Mad Dog, Merrill, thank you both for joining us today.
Our pleasure.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And let's begin with the fall season. The fall equinox happens today at 1:19 our time. We'll have the sun right at the equator, which means it's all downhill from here. What does fall grilling season mean to you two?
Well, I'll tell you what, after 46 years of grilling, it's all downhill from here anyway.
That's no way we're going to be going up or just going down. That's
With what, though, is the question?
Yeah, you know, fall grilling does mean a lot of great things. It means comfort foods. It means, you know, the final fall harvest of vegetables. If you're a harvester of wild game, of course, it means hunting and harvesting wild game and not knowing how to cook them on the grill. So, you know, it's a great time of the year.
Yeah, I want to start with some wild game here because I have a confession to make. When I turn to my venison, I do not do it on the grill because I can't get it right. I put it in a frying pan in the kitchen and stink the kitchen up. Nobody's happy about that. I would like to be able to take my venison out to the grill, but I just don't know how to do it right. Who wants to get me started on how?
Well, there's so many different things. If you can fry it in on your stove, you could definitely grill it. There's no problem at all. But the main thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you oil the meat first. That's very important on there. And if you're grilling like steaks or things, you know, you got to grill it direct. But the most important thing, you got to use a meat thermometer.
How so?
That's right. You want a good digital meat thermometer. Nowadays, you know, 46 years ago when we started Lee, we never dreamt we'd use meat thermometer. But Merrill's right. When you're doing wild game, you know, if you want it well done, stick the darn thing in a crock pot. But what most of the folks like them at 135, 140 degrees, you know, it's a nice rare cut of meat. Then it becomes tender, comes flavorful, and it comes out delicious. So there's a couple little hints there. Merrill mentioned oiling that meat product. Yeah. Pretty nice heavy rub on there to seal in the moisture and flavor. Maybe wrap things in bacon. Maybe take those medallions, cut them into little sections and wrap each in bacon, you know, and cook them on the grill, and it comes out wonderful. Plus, Lee, if you took that cast iron, if you bought a cast iron skillet,
sure,
took it out to the grill, and you did your cooking out there rather than inside, you're still outside on the grill.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and when it comes to like a venison backstrap, my problem has always been overcooking it. I want to make sure it's done, but for some reason, I always go overdone. How do I get it to it that perfect temperature?
You know, back to the meat thermometer. You definitely want to use a meat thermometer. That'll help you. A lot of times you're definitely overcooking that meat all the mm-hmm. time. So know exactly what temperature that you want. Use a meat thermometer, and I'll tell you what, it's easy from there on out.
Well, you know, Lee, what we do too a lot of times, and it's difficult to explain on the radio, but really it isn't. I'll go to the lumber yard and I'll pick up untreated dog ear cedar fencing, untreated, no greenish blue streaks, dog ear cedar fencing. I'll cut a section the same length as a nice backstrap, I'll oil that back strap. I'll roll it in jarred garlic. I'll roll it in rosemary. You make it as gnarly as possible looking because that wet plank, you soak that wet plank in water for 8 hours or so. You pop that wet plank out of the water. You put that gnarly looking piece of back strap on top of that wet plank. You set that wet plank on a nice medium hot grill and you let that protect the meat product from the heat, the plank. And it adds so much flavor, and then you can control a little bit better. So, you know, you might want to check into a cedar plank, and it's good for any and everything can be cedar plank. So it's a good way to start maybe for the wild game also.
Sounds great, and I think I've got some good ideas here, but I want to double back to the meat thermometers because I have noticed that, specifically, my dad has a meat thermometer that now connects to his smartphone, so we can just open up an app on his phone and find out what's happening inside the grill. How elaborate does your meat thermometer need to be, or can it just be basic, or are there some benefits to having it connected to your smartphone?
You know, there's both. You know, the benefits of having it connected to your smartphone and using probes, it's bringing the young adults into the outdoor grilling world. We thought we'd lose them to the technology of the world, and it's just the opposite. It's bringing these 20, 30, 40-year-old young men and women into smoking cuts of meat like you wouldn't believe. But in the same realm, rather than the probe, I just get a nice, large, digital-controlled, you know, digital meat thermometer. Within 7 seconds, I know the temperature of that meat product also, you know. So I like to stay by the grill. Those folks that like to wander a little bit, get yourself a probe, get that little digital thing on app on your phone like you talk about. There's so many different options, and it really is saving the industry and bringing young kids into smoking cuts of meat. It's just amazing.
And, Merrill, what are some other wild game you'd be looking to perhaps put on the grill this season?
Well, there's a lot of things. You know, number one, you know, pheasant's really good.
Yeah.
People always have a tendency to overcook pheasant and everything for it. If you're doing pheasant, you want to make sure that they're again, you got to oil that product, make sure they do that, and it'll come out really nice. I love rabbit. My wife hates it that I like rabbit, but that's another one that's very good. You know, you just oil it. If you want, you can just brown it up first and move it over to the area where there is no heat, where we're talking about the indirect method of cooking on there. So, I mean, there's it's endless what you want to cook.
Mad Dog?
And, you know, there's a lot of wild turkey hunters out there, and turkey is difficult to do on the grill. You take a turkey breast, and we do a lot of injectables. The number one problem with injecting cuts of meat is the sodium content.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go to the grocery store in the case of wild turkey, I'll get a chicken broth. I get it low sodium or sodium-free chicken broth. I'll pour it into a mason jar. I'll get a real nice stainless steel larger syringe injectable so I can add garlic powders, onion powders. I can add barbecue sauce to that beef broth. I got a little red wine. You can add maple syrup in there, combinations thereof, and you can inject that turkey or any other cut like your wild game with moisture. And anytime you're adding moisture to that meat cut of meat, it's going to be moisture in the long run. Just keep down on the sodium content.
And you're injecting between the skin and the meat?
Correctly. You, as would a dentist inject Novocaine, so would you. as you inject into that meat product, you pull out at the same time and you inject in different areas so it doesn't all, if you will, please, puddle in one area.
That makes sense to me. Mad Dog and Merrill, our guests, helping you grill to start our fall season, take us through the winter and get ready for spring again. So what do you need to keep your grill going all season long? And what questions do you have for our grillologists, Mad Dog and Merrill? You can join our conversation 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email us talk@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. The Larry Mueller Show has gone to the grill today to get us ready for fall grilling season and answer your questions with our grillologists, Mad Dog and Merrill. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and it's also our WPR Fall Member Drive. I'm joined by Kate Archer Kent, co-host of Wisconsin Today, heard weekdays at 9 in the morning and 7 in the evening. Hi, Kate.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Oh, yeah, because we are here to remind you that your gift makes the biggest difference, because listeners are the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So we're asking you to step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift right at this moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You're a WPR listener, so I'm sure you agree WPR is a valuable service for information, for inspiration, for connection in Wisconsin with grillologists. You know, Congress rescinded funding for public media last summer, but the mission of public media remains as essential as ever, and that means that your support is more important than ever. So let's keep WPR strong together. Join in right now with your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We have two masters of the grill joining us for the next 2 hours on the Larry Mueller Show, answering your grilling questions and giving us the best tips and tricks to get through the grilling season, which goes on all year round. And it's all made possible because of you. WPR is listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour of the Larry Mueller Show and many, many more possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
More than 27,000 WPR members are proud sustainers. More than 27,000. Mm. That's right. And that means they make ongoing monthly gifts to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Make it 27,001. You too can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs that matter to you. And become a sustainer while you're at it. Choose an amount, say $20 a month, and set it up to be ongoing. It's so easy. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We welcome your gift of any amount in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, no matter the size of your gift, you can ask for the WPR sticker. It features Wisconsin's beloved symbols.
A dairy cow.
A honeybee.
A wood violet.
And Wisconsin Public Radio, of course. Ask for your sticker with your donation of any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation right now. Good morning, I'm Lee Rayburn, here with Kate Archer-Kent. And we're here to remind you that your support during this fall member drive makes everything you love about WPR possible. You make it happen with your gift of $10 or $20 a month. Whatever you choose, that's the right amount.
The people of Wisconsin have access to, of course, independent news, but also these really helpful and heartwarming conversations on the Larry Mueller Show. And it's because tens of thousands of individuals and households choose to support WPR.
27,002 now. We're adding them up. Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. Join this team with effort with your gift right now of, say, $10 a month. You decide the amount and then make your gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And what's so exciting is our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. There is still room for your gift to be matched. Give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Thanks to Chad Spate for that. Ask also about our latest WPR sticker this drive. It doesn't matter what you give, it just matters that you do. It'll feature colorful designs of Wisconsin state symbols, including us, of course, and it's yours with a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And while you're at it, become a sustaining member. It is easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Get started now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Kate, I have an update for you. We're about halfway through the hour and just under halfway to our goal already with the $5,000 to match this hour. We're waiting for you right now. So make your contribution. Don't wait. Go to WPR.org and double up your support or call 888-202-2552. And thank you. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and we're joined by Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill. They are the hosts of Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. They're online at maddogandmerrill.com, and you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Gary Merrill, I want to ask you about grill maintenance. It's something that, as I was thinking about this, you know, the grill never goes away for the winter season. You always find a way to shovel it out and keep it going just for that feeling of a good grilled meal during the winter. But what does it take, Merrill, to keep that grill available and ready all season long?
Well, you know, the main thing is you want to make sure that you've got the grill clean. You know, when you're done grilling, you know, if you're using a gas grill, when you're done grilling, leave the grill on for about 10 or 15 minutes. Shut it off because that'll help to evaporate some of that grease. But the main thing you want to do is take your top grate off, take all the insides out of the grill, take some paper towel or old rags or whatever, and get rid of all that grease and the junk and the crud that's out of the bottom of that grill. Keeping it clean will have the grill last a heck of a lot longer for you. But that's the main thing. You want to definitely keep it clean all the time for it. Same thing with your pellets. The same thing with your charcoal grill too. You want to clean it out. That way, a lot of people won't. They'll just keep on throwing the meat on. Don't worry about cleaning it up. But if you clean it, it's safe proof all the time.
Now,
you asked the right person to Merrill because that's his only job in the television show.
That's right. That's right. There's no doubt about it.
Merrill does the cleaning.
You hit that one right on the head, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I've definitely experienced that, Lee. That's for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Do you use a steel brush, Merrill?
No.
I don't like using steel brush at all whatsoever. You know, you're better off taking up some wadded up aluminum foil or whatever to use that. But no, yeah. Stay away from the steel brushes.
Why?
Roughly for one thing, the steel brushes, they can completely fall off on the brush for one thing, end up in your meat also.
Yeah, the little bristles and stuff. And it does make a difference. And, you know, Merrill's right. You know, a lot of people are going back to the pellet, are coming into the pellet grill industry. And the only way you can mess up on pellet grills, you can still get a grease fire if you let a lot of grease drip on the plates down below. But you do, Merrill's right. You need to take the plate out. You need to find out the source of there's also a hot box down below where the pellets get fed to. If you don't clean that little hot box out, it gets filled with dust with the fragments that are left over, the powder of that stuff, and that builds up, and then your heat source is gone. So you do need to clean out a pellet grill. You need to clean out all grills wherever the source of heat is, that's for sure.
And Mad Dog, what's the benefits of a pellet grill? I see they seem to be all the rage, and people seem to be moving towards them from propane or from charcoal. What's the selling point?
You know, Lee, in 46 years, we've seen the evolution of the grill industry. You know, the charcoal grill, God love the charcoal grill industry. It helped create people into the market. The gas grill industry, people still cook on them, electric. The side smokers, you know, there was a Komodo-style grill like the Asians were cooking on for 2,000 years, like the big green egg and such. Mm-hmm. And they're fun to use, and they're very accurate, but you had to use the natural lump charcoal. You had to do the vents up and top, above, and you had to really control it pretty much. The pellet grill, you set it and leave it, and it's kind of nice. You know, you can pump extra smoke into it by different levels, and you can pump extra smoke. The time element when you're cooking meat products depends on just where you set the temperature. Indirect method of cooking is anywhere from 280 to 375 degrees. No matter where you set it in there, it's just a time element of how much you want it, how long you want to cook it. You can go and do cool smokes and at 160 to 200 some degrees and do slow cooking of meat products. It's just so versatile. And nowadays, those pellet grills have a sear station. So you have a little lever on the side, as a rule, down below by your on the side where your digital panel is. You slide that over. It slides a little plate where the fire pot is we just got through talking about. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you have 800, almost 1,000 degree temperature, surface temperature for searing. So now you can do reverse sear, or you can sear and then pop it over to the side where there is no less heat type of situation. So they really are nice. And I'll say it again, it's bringing the younger generation into the market like you wouldn't believe.
Is there a taste difference when it comes to charcoal, propane, and pellet grills? And do you have a preference, Merrill?
Oh, you know, I cook on all of them. You know, I'm still a charcoal diehard. I like cooking on the charcoal. But really, the gas grill is a lot easier because you just click it, light it up, you're ready to cook. The pellets, it's good. Flavor-wise on pellet, you know, you can get a smoke tube for your pellet grill or gas or even for charcoal to add extra smoke to it. But I like them all, but I would definitely prefer, I still like either the charcoal. I like either the natural charcoal, the chunks that you could get. But difference-wise, you can tell a difference, especially, I think, with on charcoal compared to the other ones. But in a way, you're still outdoors cooking. You know, you're still grilling outside. That's the main thing.
With charcoal grill, now you have a choices, which is nice. You have the natural lump charcoal, which has no additives, or you have, without mentioning any name brands, the original briquettes, which have some additives to them. Some have lighter fluid in them. Some lately have beer in them. Some lately have bourbon in them. Some lately have this and that in them. And it comes down to reading the ingredients on meat on labels at the grocery store. Sometimes you don't want to know what's in them. Natural lump charcoal. If you're doing charcoal cooking, natural lump charcoal may be the way to go. That's just my opinion, and I'll get sued if I want to.
I agree
with him 100%. Yeah. You got to go with the natural charcoal. It's just great to use it. It lights really fast. It lasts a long time for it, and it's very reasonably priced compared to your lump charcoal.
I had an experience this weekend where somebody was grilling in my neighborhood, and all I smelled was lighter fluid, and I could not imagine for the life of me what that meat was going to taste like, because the entire neighborhood smelled like lighter fluid.
If
you let them get good and gray, that's the key thing. You know, if there is for the briquettes, if you use a briquette, you got to let them get good and gray. You can't start too early. You can't rush the whole process. And you're right. But you know what? God love it. Back in 1952, when Weber Stevens came out with the charcoal grill, and it got the industry going outside, and families were cooking outside with their families, you know, type of thing. It got it going. So God love the charcoal industry.
Wait a minute. That Weber grill only dates back to 1952?
1952. Weber Stevens. They were making baptismal bassinets. Baptism for churches. And they created a charcoal grill out of one of those oval-shaped bassinets, and they started making them in their garage, and the rest is history.
That is an incredible story. So how were we grilling prior to 1952 in these bassinets?
They had that old flat grill, you know, that was about maybe 3 inches deep, you know, and they had a little crank that put the grates up and down.
Exactly, and it rusted out. It rusted out on you in about 3 months. It was great.
Yeah, they cooked them hot dogs on there, you know. You had your chef's hat on and an apron.
I'll tell you what, Larry was outside with one of those grills. He had his chef hat on, his apron on. He had a little beverage in his hand when he was a young man. He looked great back in 1949.
With those Bermuda shorts and white socks.
That man was sexy back then.
There is a picture painted for you that sounds a little bit like Uncle Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
Too.
Yeah, sure. Mad Dog and Merrill are our guests. They are the hosts of Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grill, and also an opportunity for you to ask the grillologist your grill questions at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email talk@wpr.org. Let's go to Justin and Madison with a question next. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to ask, because I've seen online there was this movement where people were making their own charcoal. They would build a chamber, burn the stuff in an anoxic environment, and then have their own charcoal. And I was wondering if your guests had any experience with that. And it seems like a whole lot of effort for a very minor improvement, and I was just curious what their thoughts were on that.
Interesting.
They've got to burn the moisture out of the wood. So they take wood chunks, they burn the moisture out, they slow cook the moisture out oven-wise, and you need to get a percentage of that moisture out, and you need to find some way to indicate what that moisture content is so you can use it as natural lump charcoal. And I imagine people are doing it, but you know what? Go out and buy yourself a bag of cowboy charcoal and get her done.
Yeah,
but good for them for trying to do it, and good for them for creating their own little. I mean, they're trying to be self-sustaining, so good for them.
Yeah,
WPR They're trying to be self-sustaining. And wherever we travel, people go, I recognize that voice. I say, you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. And they say, yes, they do. And God love everybody who supports Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, and that includes you two today. We owe you both a tote, I believe. So thank you for that. Justin, appreciate the call very much. I have an email here about, and this was one of the questions I had. Because when I used to make hamburgers, I used to not smash my hamburgers. But now smash burgers are a big thing. And Julia from Brookfield emailed and wants to know the best way to make smash burgers on the grill.
Yes, burgers are so delicious. We did them up in Monaco for a television shoot about 3 years ago. It's the first time I had done them, and we did them on the large griddles. That's what's nice about the griddles in the industry is because you can use a two or three or a four burner gas griddle and use them. But I take raw burger. My portion is I take raw burger and I make a meatloaf type mixture. I'll add Worcestershire. I'll add jarred garlic. I'll add a couple of eggs to it, depending on how much beef I have. I'll add breadcrumbs to it. And then my thing is, you're supposed to put melted butter on the griddle or the cast iron skillet as you smash them. I do that, but I also take about a stick of melted butter and I pour it into that raw burger. And then I mix it all up. And I mix that whole mixture up, and then you start with little Swedish meatballs. You start with meatballs and roll them to a meatball size, the size you want your burger. You set those on a hot skillet or a hot griddle with some butter on there and a little bit of oil so it really doesn't burn too much. And get your caramelized onions going on the side first if you have a griddle. Those are with brown sugar and oil and all kinds of stuff, and you get caramelized onions going. But you take those little meatballs, and you get them just so they're getting, you can see some gray on the bottom or so, and they're getting set just on the bottom of that meatball. You don't turn them. And then you take that the business end of your spatula, and you press each one down and smash it out into imperfections. And those little imperfections that it creates caramelize and crusts, and that's your smash burger. And then you put your caramelized onions you got on there and a couple slices of Wisconsin cheddar and a nice pretzel bun. Gosh, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know, that's great. Oh, I can smell it, too. I smell the aroma already.
Can you really smell it, too? I can, too.
I can.
Well, oh, my God.
But hold on, because
the aroma's in the air there. Smell those onions. Everybody smell those onions?
I smell the butter. All I smell is butter. A stick of butter that went into that smash burger.
Melted butter. Right in that burger.
How could that possibly be bad? But, Merrill, I wanted, because I always thought that smashing the burger would let the juices out, that would dry out the burger, and maybe take some of the taste away as well.
Well, your smash burgers are exactly what they are. They are smashed, so you're not really going to cook them maybe a medium rare if you can, but your flavor is still there because basically you've pressed down on there. You got all those ingredients that Mad Dog talked about, you know, and you're topping all of those grilled onions. I mean, you're in seventh heaven with it. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I am starting to think about my grilling weekend ahead, even though it's just Monday, courtesy of our guests, Mad Dog and Merrill, host of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', online at maddogandmerrill.com, and with us for the next hour and 20 minutes on the Larry Mueller Show. So if you have questions for our master grillologist, you can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can send us an email to talk@wpr.org. We'll get to some more emails for our guests when we continue. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to WPR News. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today on the Larry Mueller Show. And coming up tomorrow, pet care specialist Jorge Molara will be with us to help us talk to our dogs and listen to them as well as answer your questions about your pets. But today we're talking about the grill and how in Wisconsin, grilling is a four-season sport. So as we move into the fall today, what questions do you have for our grillologist Mad Dog and Merrill? We'll get back to that in a second, but right now it's our first day of our fall member drive, and I'm joined by Kate Archer Kent, co-host of Wisconsin Today, weekdays 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Lee. So glad to be here.
And so grateful to have you, because we have a match this hour, up to $5,000, courtesy of Chad Spate, and we are looking to get that matched before this hour is done with your support, which is an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. PR, including the Larry Mueller Show. In fact, listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR programs. So right now is your time to take action. You make these programs possible when you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And listeners have long been the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Until this summer, it was federal funding that was also a piece of the budget pie, not as big a piece as listeners, but still really important. Congress cut federal funding last summer, which means that your support is what will preserve public media in Wisconsin into the future. So join the individuals, join the families who will carry WPR into the future with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I don't have to tell you about the power and the value of the Larry Mueller Show. We both listen to it every day. We know it. And we talk about Wisconsin wildlife, interesting things going on at the university, in the state, health issues, consumer protection, physical therapy, sports, you name it.
And today we are talking about what's on the barbecue grill, right? And I learned that we're not cleaning our grill correctly at home with the steel brush. No, no, tisk, tisk. But, you know, it's a tip that I have picked up in this segment. And you make the show possible when you join the conversation and with your financial support. So your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It keeps these interesting and really helpful conversations available to everyone.
I prefer more balanced conversation. That's what took me to WPR. When I got there, I found a whole host of programming that interests me. Gardening shows, home improvement shows, humor shows, word language shows, things that just grab my interest and grab my attention. It's not just one thing. We had been giving on an annual basis for years. I didn't want this to be an annual decision, and I think that's where we decided to make the change and become sustaining members. It was a statement of values as much as a statement of financial commitment. I'm Bruce from Brookfield, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in this fall member drive. I'm Lee Rayburn here with Kate Archer Kent to remind you that our dollar for dollar match is still in effect this hour, and there's still room for your gift to be matched. So give now and double up. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we're especially talking to you this drive. We have other ways of contacting our current members, but the best way we have to contact you, the listener who hasn't given yet, is through these drives.
So take a moment right now and go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Like Doris in Germantown, who says, Larry Mueller is a Wisconsin treasure.
Oh, I love hearing that. That's yes. So true, Doris. I appreciate that.
So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to join Doris right now. And thank you. With us today are Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill. They are the hosts of Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', and we're talking grillin' today on The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry, and you can join the conversation at 1-800-642-1234 or by emailing us, talk@WPR.org. Let's go straight to the phones where Nettie and Fond du Lac standing by. Nettie, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for being on, and yes, I've been a sustainer for many years and will continue to do so. So anyway, Mad Dog and Merrill, I don't have a question, just a comment talking about the Weber grills. The Weber grill I have is from my husband, who passed away rather recently. But anyway, that Weber grill is, believe me or not, probably 60 years old or very, very close to 60 years old.
Yeah.
Got many more years to use it, too.
It's just like you and me and Meryl and Lee and your husband who passed away. They don't make them like they used to.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. You know, that Weber grill, they don't make it like they used to, and they don't make them like they used to with yourself either, dear. You're one of a kind, and be proud.
Yeah, Nettie, thank you so much for the call, and here's to the next 60 years with that Weber grill. We'll go to we'll go to Vern and Boyd next. Vern, good morning.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I got a comment. So the first person ever to be recorded cooking fish on a charcoal was Jesus. It's in chapter 21, John chapter 21.
So we've been grilling all this time. Thank you, Vern. Well, let's take a moment for the fish on the grill. We had mentioned some of the planks that would be used before in the past. I'd imagine some of those wood planks might come in handy when we take the fish to the grill.
You know, absolutely right. The planks come in handy, you know, they, you know, for catfish and for cuts of meat like that and for salmon. And you know, most people think of salmon when they think of plank cooking. And planks are delicious. But you know what? I've gone on a lot of lake fishing and caught big slabs of salmon and beautiful lake trout within the beautiful fresh waters of Wisconsin. And as long as you leave that skin on that meat, and the majority of the omegas, those beautiful rich omegas that fight free radicals, they're between the skin and the meat. You know, that's that beautiful oily spot. Those are the great omegas. So you leave the skin on it, and just like a plank, it protects the meat product from the heat. And you can literally just slap it skin side down after you put a nice rub over the top of it. And let it just sit on top of the grates of the grill, nice medium heat underneath, and it'll sit and cook and perk those natural juices to the top. That's when it beads to the white on the top. That's the natural juices of the protein being cooked and pushed to the top and firm to the touch, and that salmon's done perfectly. It's just a phenomenal fish is a great way to do it. Salmon and lake trout are the most forgiving because they have the most beautiful oils in there. Those are the ones I suggest. Otherwise, get that cast iron skillet out and flour those little fillets of walleye and panfish and get them going that way on the grill.
What's my meat thermometer reading?
Salmon, I believe it's 152 bacteria is killed at.
Sounds good. And
You won't believe it. I just got done doing salmon this morning. I had that for breakfast, believe it or not, because we had salmon yesterday. I was supposed to grill it, so I grilled it up this morning. It's just salmon is so great on the grill. There's no doubt about it.
Appreciate that, Meryl.
You know, once again, Larry and Meryl are the original free radicals. They both look like Benjamin Franklin back in the 60s.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I was just thinking... You know,
hey, let's go back to a little bit to your wild game, but let's go back to how you can help out with wild game or leaner cuts of meat. And, you know, people put a dry rub on racks of ribs. People put a dry rub on a brisket, on pork shoulders that have some nice fat on it. And a dry rub is good. It serves its purpose, gives flavor. But if you try a wet rub, like on your back straps of venison or other cuts of meat or chicken breast, it adds moisture, smoke gloves moisture, adheres to that moisture, retains more moisture within that meat because of it, as opposed to a dry rub, which might dry out that leaner cut of meat before you get a chance to eat it.
What's the difference between a wet rub and a marinade?
I'm going to a little plug here. We're going to be at Beef-O-Rama in Minocqua this weekend. And we're taping a television show on Milwaukee Street there at 11 a.m. at Beef-O-Rama. God love the egg tourism in Wisconsin. And we're doing tri-tip. So I'm putting that. We're actually taking brown sugar, a little Worcestershire, some bourbon, a capful or two, some jarred garlic. And I'm going to use molasses. I probably should do maple syrup or something or honey.
Really?
But I'm going to use a little molasses. And we're going to make a paste. And we're going to spread that paste over the top of that tri-tip, which is the bottom portion of a sirloin, triangle shaped like a over-exaggerated boomerang. And it's got one muscle but two different grain areas, two different directions the grain goes. You have to be careful how you cut it. So we're putting a wet paste on there. We're letting it set for a minute or two, and then we're creating a simplified dry rub to put over the top of that paste to give it some extra flavor.
Uh-huh.
And that paste is going to hold moisture, hold flavor. We were in Eugene, Oregon a couple of years ago for a home show. There was a fire across the mountain range. The wind shifted, came our way when we were at Eugene, Oregon. In the morning with that morning dew, the windshield was full of smoke and film because it was wet. and smoke loves moisture. You have a dry cut of meat on that grill, smoke won't adhere as well. But if you have moisture on it, that's why they use mop sauces and misting bottles and everything else as competitors. Smoke loves moisture.
So you're at Beef-A-Rama in Minocqua on Saturday morning?
Yeah. Yeah. Street. And, you know, right after us is some good friends. I know they listen. I know your bluegrass people listen. Hand-picked,
yes.
Hand-picked bluegrass band. Joan is and the group are going to be there playing right after us. And I don't normally stick around, but God dang, I'm going to stick around for hand-picked. And Beef-A-Rama is a good event anyway.
Absolutely. Let's get to a quick email here from Stuart, who says they picked up a lovely, thick, and marbled piece of copa at a specialty butcher shop. Stuart hopes to grill it on their gas grill, but it's a new cut to them, so they'd like some guidance about getting it done ideally.
Spell that. You mean Colby beef?
Capicola, I think, is...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I've seen it before, and I'm not familiar.
Cured meat, cured meat known as capicola.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it's cured.
Right.
So that means it's semi-smoked, so that means that all they're trying to do is warm it to 150 degrees.
That'd
be my guess.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess. Just because, anything else that's cured is already is theoretically safe to eat.
Sure.
So 150 degrees, you're just trying to warm it up like a slab of ham or ham steak or something like that.
Melt some of that.
I'll look that one up. So the next time we're on with you good folks, that we'll have more knowledge on that one. Wow.
Melt that fat a little bit, and I think you will have a very...
I love it when you talk that way to me.
Very flavorful cut of meat. Our guests are Mad Dog and Merrill, and we're grilling today on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry. Also joining me in the studio is the co-host of Wisconsin Today, heard weekdays at 9 a.m. and again at 7 p.m., Kate Archer-Kent. Hi, Kate.
Hi. Things are getting spicy in here.
They are, not just because of our grill, but because of our fall member drive. And because listeners like you provide the largest source of funding for WPR, this drive is your chance to support all the programs you enjoy, including The Larry Mueller Show. So we're asking you to give right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And as a WPR listener, you probably know that Congress rescinded funding for public media last summer. WPR has been around for more than 100 years. It existed before federal funding and will meet this challenge to keep serving you and your community. And that future counts on you right now. Let's keep WPR strong together. Make a gift right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I guess I had no idea that the Weber grill only dated back to 1952. For some reason, it was a bassinet to begin with. For some reason in my mind, the Weber grill has always been here.
We're older than the Weber grill. Okay.
Shush. But it's information like that delivered in a fun way that is each and every day on the Larry Mueller Show, which is listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, you make the Larry Mueller Show and all the others possible. So just choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And make your donation even easier when you become a sustainer. Choose an amount that's right for you, say $10 or $20 a month, and have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
Automatically. And when you're a sustainer, your monthly gift will continue year after year, so your support is always current. Start your ongoing monthly gifts right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's a powerful way to support the programs you love.
Hi, Larry Mueller here. I always like a good member drive, and I'm especially sorry to miss this one. We're facing some challenging times with the loss of federal funding for public media, and I'm asking you not to worry. WPR will continue to serve you, but your support now is more important than ever. Please step up to make a gift, and here's a colleague to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Lee Rayburn here with Kate Archer Kent, and we're asking you to support the quality programming you value on WPR with your gift right now during our fall member drive. And we'll double it up with the support of Chad Spate and Chad's Design Builds, who's contributing $5,000 if we can match it this hour. So your contribution of $10 or $20 a month will double up and make a huge difference for our whole community.
And when you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, maybe way, way back in that time machine, you took an important first step. So now take the next step and become a financial supporter.
Yeah, our dollar-for-dollar match is no longer in effect, Kate. I just got the update. We have reached, with
awesome.
2 minutes left in the hour, we have reached our goal this hour, but that's no reason not to get a good start on the next hour. So take the moment to give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and join Ed in Bailey's Harbor, who says WPR is the best radio around. Thank you, Ed. Your gift right now, it's powerful and will make a huge difference. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and thank you. So as we've learned so far on this Larry Mueller show, not only is grilling year-round in Wisconsin, it is every meal, 24/7, as our guests today have had salmon on the grill for breakfast. Sure, why not? We've got Mark Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill joining us. They are the host of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', online at maddogandmerrill.com. And I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today on the Larry Mueller Show. And before we get to the grillin', let's bring in Kate Archer Kent, the co-host of Wisconsin Today, heard weekdays at 9 in the morning and again at 7 at night. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Lee. So good to be here.
You know why you're here, don't you?
To learn how to grill.
Exactly. That no. And to learn how to fall member drive.
Yeah, how to fall member drive. More
here's
like
how
it.
You fall member drive. As a WPR listener, you know you'll always hear something interesting when you tune in. And that's always thanks to your support. It's listeners who provide the single largest share of funding for WPR programs. When you give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, you make the Larry Mueller Show and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
Here's the deal. This is our first member drive since federal funding was eliminated for public media. Wisconsin Public Radio will continue to be your source for information, for inspiration, for connection that we get from these programs. But your support is actually more important than ever now. And we're preparing for the future that starts right now with your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And let's keep WPR strong together. Can't help but notice funding for public media has been in the news recently, and we want you to know that while all funding is important to us, it's the voluntary listener contributions that make up the largest and the most reliable source of funding for WPR.
And that means your support is vital to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important you are, make your gift right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Because WPR is important to you and across Wisconsin and beyond. It's a preset in your home or car, and you listen to WPR a lot. So help pay a little bit for the station that you enjoy so much and become a member today.
Make the switch from someone who listens to someone who listens and contributes. You can start with a gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hi, Larry Mueller here. I'm sorry I missed the member drive this week, but the show is in the capable hands of my colleagues and you. I want to make a personal appeal for your support. WPR is a unique resource for us here in Wisconsin, and it's important that we all take care of it. You are truly what makes this show tick, along with everything else you enjoy and rely on from WPR. Make a gift today. These folks will tell you how.
Thanks, Larry. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It's the WPR Fall Member Drive. I'm Lee Rayburn here with Kate Archer-Kent, and it's your support that's the biggest source of funding for us. And that's why your gift of $20 a month or $100 a month, really whatever you choose, has a huge impact.
It really does. And we know that you value your time. We value your time as well. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, it just takes a few minutes. You just tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It's so quick. It's so easy. And your gift right now so helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station that you tune into every day. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And think about, what do you spend $10 on? Maybe it's some little snacks, yep, goodies, mm-hmm, books, mm-hmm, games, yep, apps on your phone.
All this.
These are all the things that make your day better, right? Just like Wisconsin Public Radio. And with a gift of $10 a month, you can make a difference for the public service you rely on.
Larry Mueller makes my life better. He does. So support WPR, and you join a community of tens of thousands of people who give what they can for the programs that they love. Join in right now. Don't wait. Give $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you, because it's all powerful. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And how about this? Ask for our latest WPR sticker this drive. It features a colorful design of Wisconsin state symbols, of course, including WPR. Yours for a gift of any amount at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And become a sustainer today. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Benjamin in Janesville, who writes to us, "I am blind and I highly value audio content that is both educational and enriching. WPR is a vital resource."
Join Benjamin with your gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. Well, we're talking grilling today on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry, and our guests are Mark Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. They'll be at the Beef-O-Rama in Minocqua on Saturday morning, recording an episode of their show and sticking around for a little bit of bluegrass. But they're also answering your grilling questions today at 1-800-642-1234. Or email talk at WPR.org. Mad Dog and Merrill, I have an email from Brian in Manitowoc who says that they love chicken on the grill when it's done well and maintains some moisture. Brian's had some good luck browning it on one side of a Weber, skin side down, and then moving it to the cooler part of the grill and covering it for a while. But Brian's looking for consistency here and looking for ideas on how to improve his chicken grilling. He's very partial to chicken thighs, bone, and skin on. What should Brian do? Mad Dog, where do you want to start?
You'll never guess what Mad Dog had for supper last night. You know what? At the Mad Dog household, it's every night for 33 years.
Wow. So how do you do it right?
You know something? Brian's doing really, really good. I do the same gosh darn thing. You know, all the grills in the world out there, and I've got a two-burner gas grill, and I take those chicken thighs with the bone-in skin on, and I still glisten them with a little oil. We oil 85 to 90% of all the meat products. It just browns up nice, holds the juices in, holds the flavors in. It comes out nicer. So a light glisten of oil. I season them up. I do the same thing. I'll put both burners on to heat them on high. I'll sear it with the skin side down, carefully flip them over, turn that burner off on that side, leave the other side on. So no matter what grill you have, sear that lean cut of meat up like chicken where it's nice and lean. Brown it up where there's heat, move it to the side where there is no heat. One thing I do, if you really want it moist, after I'm cooked about three quarters of the way through and I can tell it's getting near done, I do take a stainless steel kitchen pan, what do you call those, a chafing dish type of situation, you know, those half pans.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw that, I put those pieces of chicken that are about 80% done in that pan. I do a little cover of aluminum foil, and I cook them indirect until they're done, and then the moisture just steams the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and honest to goodness, it's one of our staples here. I do a lot of boneless, skinless chicken thighs. There you oil it, you season it up, you sear it where there's heat, you sear it up, you move it to a side where there is no heat right away, and I just walk away, and I got it figured out to be about 20 more minutes mm-hmm. on indirect heat, and those thighs are perfectly done every time.
Merrill, what's the biggest mistakes we make when we take the chicken to the grill?
Well, a lot of people just end up doing their chicken just completely direct, but as Mad Dog was talking about, the indirect method of grilling. If you do the indirect method of grilling, it's flawless. You won't have any problem at all. But there again, I do like prodding the chicken up and then moving over to the indirect side. You won't have any problem at all whatsoever.
And because it's a lean cut of meat and it's sitting there a while, Lee, you can do the sloshing of a mop sauce or a misting of a garden misting bottle full of a concoction as they're cooking. For instance, that tri-tip that we're doing with the rub with the brown sugar, the bourbon, the Worcestershire, the garlic, and the molasses, we're also going to be doing that same show, a different segment, because those tri-tips will be on the smoker cooking for 15 minutes a pound at 2.5-3 pounds each. We're going to take a misting bottle from the garden center, and we're going to add beef broth. We're going to add a little shot of bourbon and some Worcestershire in there, and we're going to reinforce the flavor as we're cooking and add moisture, and we know what moisture does. It makes smoke adhere.
Yes. I want to ask you both a little bit about spices, because I've become aware that I may be basic when it comes to spices. I may be a salt and pepper guy with a little onion powder and garlic powder, but after that, I'm afraid I'm a little limited. And I'll start with you, Mad Dog. What should I add to my spice rack?
Well, years ago, if you'd asked us 20, 40 years ago about and ingredients for a rub, we'd have a Roman scroll a mile long. That's for that fine gentleman who, unfortunately, but to his advantage, he's blind because he sees better than we do. Because visually, you can see, he can see well. We take that Roman scroll, but we roll it up until about 3-4 ingredients just for simplicity, because cuts of meat are getting more expensive. You want to taste that beautiful cut of meat more. But can I say one more thing? And it's a commercial plug. The best way and the best thing to do spices is to go to our friends at Mills Fleet Farm and pick up Mad Dog and Merrill's sauces and spices. We got Grandma Hazel, Up North Pepper, Grilling Magic, and all kinds of great stuff at all the Mills Fleet Farms. And then festivals and Meijers in Wisconsin sell all our sauces. So God bless them.
So you did the work for us. There's
yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's no fun.
No, Grandma Hazel did the work for you, Lee.
Right, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Grandma Hazel.
Grandma Hazel is one of our old spices. They're like the old Montreal steak seasoning, only she's good and fresh all the time. And we got one called Up North Peppery, and it's just delicious. It's just so low in sodium, and it's black pepper with onion and garlic flakes. Just delicious.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. That's my flavor palette right there.
Yeah. See, you got a good flavor palette.
Yeah, see, exactly right. Larry should take back everything he says about you, Lee.
Well, not everything, gentlemen.
Not
some
everything.
Things,
no,
things
no, no, no,
he
no.
Is very correct. Hey,
there's secrets out there.
Merrill, if I were to build a dry rub from scratch, what would you make sure I did not leave out?
I like using a little bit of brown sugar in there. You definitely want to use some good pepper. You want to use some garlic powder in there. You know, you want to use your favorite herbs and spices that you like. But, you know, the big thing is you got to have a little brown sugar. You got to have garlic. You got to have pepper. Onion powder is good in there. It's really endless, whatever you want to do.
Yes. Smoked paprika. We've been using a lot of smoked paprika, you know, for the tri-tip, it's our Up North Peppery. It's thyme, smoked paprika, a little red pepper flake, some cumin, and cinnamon.
Yes, I'm still
but keep it simple and don't you know, just, you know, every time you want to clean out that spice cabinet, you know, just keep it a little bit simpler because you want to taste that nice cut of meat.
That's the Mad Dog also joining us, Gary Merrill. Together, they are the hosts of Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', and we're getting grilling tips because not only is grilling a four-season sport in Wisconsin, it is each and every meal, including the salmon that our guests had for breakfast this morning. So what questions do you have about your grill, whether it's gas, charcoal, or pellet? 1-800-642-1234. What do you want to know before you put your meat or veggies on that grill? Next time, you can email us, talk@WPR.org. Our conversation with Mad Dog and Merrill continues. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and you're listening to WPR News. We're grilling today on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry, and our guests, Mad Dog and Merrill, are joining us. We haven't even gotten to the brats yet, so I find it interesting that in Wisconsin, we all have to teach everybody how to cook a brat who's not from Wisconsin, and yet everybody in Wisconsin seems to cook their brats differently. What's best practices? We'll find out in a moment. But first, let's bring in our guest, Kate Archer-Kent. She's the co-host of Wisconsin Today, weekdays at 9 in the morning and again at 7 at night. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Lee.
I have asked you here today for our fall member drive.
Indeed.
We need your support, and we want you to invest just a few minutes of your time for your WPR listening.
Thankfully, I'm not on the grill. listener support, though, makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs that you count on. And that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
So I'm betting you've probably heard that federal funding for public media was eliminated this summer. It's a challenge for all stations, including Wisconsin Public Radio, but we can keep WPR strong together. And that's why your gift right now at this moment is so very important at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
But Lee, on the here and now, I've been writing a lot of notes here, trying to keep up with the barbecue.
Yes.
I'm trying to get up the right spice combinations, but I'm also learning not to overspice or overdo it. So
here's what I've written: stick of butter.
The rest comes naturally.
That's the trick,
yes,
right
that's
there.
That's the trick. Well, so the deal is that we learn a lot from the Larry Mueller Show. WPR is listener supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many, many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
And many people give $10 or $20 a month. You choose whatever amount works for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hi, Larry Mueller here, and as I talk to you, I am wearing my WPR cap, my WPR t-shirt, and my WPR socks. It's nice to have quality WPR merch to show off as you're out and about. In this drive, we're offering the WPR Canvas Backpack. USA made, attractive design, big enough to hold groceries, picnic lunch, anything else. Give $22 a month or more and ask for your new WPR Canvas Backpack. Here's a colleague to tell you how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation right now. And for the record, I don't think I've ever seen Larry Mueller not in a WPR shirt or hat or socks or something. I'm Lee Rayburn here with Kate Archer-Kent, and your support during this fall member drive makes everything you love about WPR possible. So your gift of $10, $20, $50 a month, whatever you want, it's the right amount.
And maybe you've already made a donation this year or that you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much. Consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thank you so much for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
Beth in Fitchburg says WPR has great programming all day long. Well, join Beth with your gift right now. It's powerful. It makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and thank you. Mark Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill, our guests. They are the hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. They are filming an episode on Saturday in Minocqua as part of Beef-A-Rama, and we haven't even gotten to the brats yet, so let's get started with that. You can also join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234 or email us talk@WPR.org, as Lucy from Eau Claire did. Lucy asks, is there any reason to use raw brats on the grill versus pre-cooked? Do raw brats taste better? She likes the convenience of grilling pre-cooked brats. Not lost on me that we have to teach everybody how to cook brats who aren't from Wisconsin, and yet at the same time, I don't know two people in Wisconsin that cook brats the same way. Mad Dog?
No, and you know something? Merrill and I don't cook brats the same way, so you're absolutely right, too.
Two more
people who don't. You know, when we first started, I'm going to go back to the 46 years ago, we had fresh bratwurst and only fresh brats. And we loved them. They split open on you. They burst. They got flare-ups. You found the right one that had the good casing to them that didn't do it. You found out you had to turn the heat down and slow cook them, or maybe even do a reverse sear where you warm them up a little bit on one side and then sear them off at the end. But now you got pineapple jalapeno, mushroom Swiss, Cajun. You got like 25, 30 different bratwursts that you can choose from. And as a rule, those are all pre-cooked or smoked. And boy, they're all good. You know, I don't think it makes a difference, you know, whether it's fresh or smoked. They're just delicious. Merrill does a great brine, don't you, Merrill?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, Brian, I actually learned that more actually from Mad Dog. But, you know, I like a beer brine. If you're going to have a party of the brats, you know, you want to brown your brats up first and then put them in a beer brine. And in that beer brine, obviously, I have beer in there. I've got, you won't believe it, butter.
Sauerkraut.
There you go. Chopped up onions, chopped up peppers. You got your sauerkraut. Put the brats in there and let them simmer. They're just absolutely fantastic. Then you can dip in there after you put your brat in the bun. Get your kraut, onions, and peppers. Yes. Put it on top of the kraut and some good old German mustard. Oh, you're all set.
Sounds perfect. How long do you brine those brats, Gary?
Well, you can go if you want.
Tell your guest eats the last one.
Right. Yep, exactly. That's the best way to put it. You can go for 45 minutes and go all day long with it.
Nice. And Mad Dog, what are some of the glaring mistakes that people are likely to make when it comes to cooking brats on the grill?
Truthfully, it's too hot of the heat.
Mm.
They overcook them. They char them till they're a burnt crisp. People love them when they're burnt and crisp and they taste like charcoal on the grill when they're in the bun. But in the realm of life, thank God, let's all stand up and applaud all the great butcher shops that have cropped up over the course of the years. Thank you. Over the course of the years, in the last 15, 20 years, there are so many in Wisconsin and all over the country, and they make some of the fresh brats in the world. And when they make them, they spend so much time on doing a fresh brat. Let's slow cook them. Let's just barely brown them up. And enjoy the flavors that's within them, because there's beautiful nutmegs in there. There's gorgeous garlics in there. There's so many different flavors that you can enjoy. Just don't make them do a crispy, charred rock.
Yeah, you do not need to overcook.
Yeah, exactly the point. Exactly the point. And the brines are good. I know if you get over to Sheboygan kind of way, if you don't par cook that brat, you're in trouble. You know, everybody par cooks them over there. So and then you got to put them in two of them in a Kaiser roll, you know, or you get kicked out of Sheboygan.
Oh yeah, the double brat and Sheboygan. I am familiar, and yes, with the hard roll that makes for a hearty meal. Merrill, I do want to ask you, like some of the other you don't put ketchup on a brat, do you?
You know, I'm not a ketchup guy. I'm really
at
not.
All.
But if you like ketchup, go ahead and put ketchup on it. I don't mind it. But I'm a big mustard lover. I like really good different types of quality mustard to put on my brat. I'm not a ketchup guy at all. Ketchup's for French fries.
Yeah.
You know, we do have one of our. I'm gonna do it. One of our products is called Del Works, and Del Works is a bottle. It's ketchup, mustard, and onions.
In one bottle.
In one bottle. It's called Del Works, and it's available where I mentioned. And it's not a barbecue sauce. It's a condiment for hot dogs, hamburgers, bratwurst, and things like that. It's good in a Bloody Mary, and it's good as a shrimp dip and things like that. But it's all in one bottle. So So the next time you go see the Badgers pull off a victory soon, get yourself a bottle of the works.
We gotta have the works.
We gotta have a victory.
The works will help.
Can't hurt. A good brat can never hurt.
I got that in the line in Kugel.
All right, now it's time to test your mettle. This is some grilling trivia. This is some, I think, graduate level course. We have an email here from Grant, who asked, "What is the best method for baking bread on a baking stone in a large Weber kettle? Is this even possible?"
Yeah, it's very easy. I mean, the bread's really good. You know, your grill, indirect grill, is actually like a convection oven, as the bakers use and everything.
Sure.
The best way I like to, especially if we got the Weber kettle grill, I'll divide the coals, like about 25, 35 coals on each side of the bottom grate. You can go ahead and use a pizza stone if you wanted to, or if you got it just in a regular pan, place it right in the bread pan, place it on the grill. It'll take about the same amount of time as it does in the oven.
How do you
Nothing
know?
Nothing different at all whatsoever.
Except for maybe the taste.
It'll have a little smoke to it. You better believe it will.
How do you know when it's done?
When your guest eats the last slice.
You're looking around 40 minutes. You know, you can want to tap the bread and have a little thug to it. But, if you're a bread maker, you'll know when it's done.
Yeah.
That's 35, 40 minutes.
No thermometer required on that one.
No.
Bill in Oregon emailed, to advocate for electric charcoal starters, the branding iron type. He says your charcoal gets ready in 15 to 20 minutes. You leave the element in the charcoal in the coals for 10 or 15 minutes. And Bill says they have a chimney as a backup, but also wants to know from you two how you like your helper.
You lost me on that one. Yeah, I like what?
How Mad Dog and Merrill like their helper. Capital H-E-L-P-E-R.
Their helper.
I don't know what that is.
You mean...
Like their helper.
Yeah, I don't know.
About helping how we like lighting our coals? I don't know.
Let's go to the electric...
You know what? I need a helper to explain that to me.
Bill in Oregon, you're up for an answer. Electric charcoal starters, are they worth the investment, or are they just a little extra toy for the grill?
Oh, no, they're great. They're
really?
Absolutely great. You plug them in, put them in the pile of coals, and wait about 15, 20 minutes. Take it out, let your coals get good and gray. You're all set, ready to go.
As easy as that. Are there other toys for the grill that I should be considering for year-round grilling?
Well, you know, there's always
the chimneys are nice,
aren't they? But Meryl?
I said the chimneys are nice, the charcoal chimneys.
Yeah, but you know, we mentioned the smoke tubes. You know, one of the things I like to recommend to people is getting a good roast holder, because roast holders are good not just for a couple of nice yard birds or a ham or a turkey, but if you can find a roast holder that doesn't have a metal bar welded to the bottom, if you flip it upside down, you can do 6 racks of ribs and smoke them on a smoker.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I can name some name brands, but I won't, because they're part of our TV show, but they know what I'm saying? So if you find a roast holder that has a metal bar across the bottom, more than likely those same folks sell a rib rack. So you can turn it upside down. You can put 5 or 6 racks of ribs and do them, you know, vertically smoke some beautiful racks of ribs. And you can save all that room, because normally you can only do 1 or 2 racks of ribs and you're squeezing them on that grill.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. We talked about Dutch ovens. We talked about cast iron skillets, injectables. You know, injectables as an accessory are nice to have. If you look under it, there's so many great accessories that you can get that makes life easier, just like those electric starters for the charcoal. There's so many things out there in the market that right now that is just amazing, you know.
Mad Dog, you've mentioned reverse searing twice here, and I want some specifics on this. It's a method for cooking is reverse searing.
What we're trying to do is bring a meat product to within 10 or 5 or 15 degrees of the temperature you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that by indirect method or smoking. Like we have a pellet grill, and this weekend we're going to be doing the tri-tip. Meryl's going to be doing a 2 to 3 tri-tip on the pellet grill. We're going to set that grill for about 220 degrees, and we're going to slow cook those up to a temperature of a. Meryl's going to totally cook his to about 140 degrees, and he's going to slice into it. And it's going to be a nice rare, but medium rare. And then, but I'm going to take mine off at 130, and I've got a griddle next to me. And on that griddle, I'm going to throw a little bit of oil, some smashed up garlic, and a couple sprigs of rosemary. And right on top of that, I'm going to take my 130 degree tri-tip and sear it off so I get a searing action and flavor going on the griddle until I bring it to my 140 degrees, which doesn't take but a minute or five. So that's where you can do it with pork chops, you can do it with chicken breast, you can do it with hamburgers, you can do it with your venison, you can do any reverse sear. In the same realm, I guess reverse sear could be you sear it first and move it over where there is no heat, like we talked about with Brian on those chicken thighs. But as a rule, reverse sear means you slow cook a meat product until it reaches a certain temperature, but not quite where you want it, and then you give it a big zap in a good hot heat, whether it's a cast iron skillet or a griddle or a grates of a grill that's hot.
When would you not want to reverse sear?
Asparagus, vegetables. you know what I'm saying? I think you can do it with, my mind's ringing around here. I mean, yeah. I love ring kielbasa and smoked sausage on the grill.
Oh,
feel it.
Hello?
Yeah, I feel like we just cut out there. That's all right. It's a perfect opportunity for us to reset with our guests, Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill. They are the grillologists and hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin', who will be in Minocqua for Beef-A-Rama on Saturday, and are joining us now to answer your grilling questions at 1-800-642-1234 or email anytime talk@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. We're grilling with Mad Dog and Merrill on The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and we're also kicking off our WPR Fall Member Drive with our co-host of Wisconsin Today, Kate Archer-Kent. You can hear Kate Wisconsin Today weekdays starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and in the evening at 7 o'clock. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Lee. This has been so fun to get little grilling tips here and there.
Well,
and
I have been to your house for grilling before.
Notice I'm not the one at the grill.
No. your grill master, I'm going to suggest, needs more butter. What we've learned today is butter is the key.
Yeah.
The largest source of funding for WPR programs. That just so happens to be you, which is why we're here for the WPR Fall Member Drive. It's your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. And you do that by taking this next important step right now, donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And right now is such a pivotal moment for public radio stations all over the country, of course, here at Wisconsin Public Radio as well. And that's because federal funding was eliminated this past summer. Although that funding was not the biggest piece of our budget, the loss was still super significant. And this is the moment to step up and keep public media strong in Wisconsin with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And that's because in just a single month, there are literally hundreds of discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio. So much to learn, so many interesting people to meet and topics to explore. When you support WPR with a donation, you make all of those conversations possible for everybody. So take that simple and powerful step right now. Don't wait. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And sometimes you actually do get more than you pay for, and WPR is one place where that is true every day. So consider a gift of $2 a day and support the radio programs that you really love.
You can't buy anything for $2 a day anymore. I've tried. It's not feasible. But at Wisconsin Public Radio, you need to know that $2 a day makes a huge difference. It can work out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Lance from Madison.
And I'm Cheryl.
When did we become sustaining members? Cheryl, I'm trying to remember. It's been quite a while.
I would recommend it because it's so simple to do. We have an electronic funds transfer done. It's easy to change that annually if you need to. It's something that you don't have to think about. I can just think, okay, that's taken care of. And we feel like we're doing the right thing by supporting something we use a lot. WPR is something we really believe in. We want it to continue, so we want to support it.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
That's right. Just go to WPR.org or give us a call at 888-202-2552 to make your donation for this fall member drive. I'm Lee Rayburn here with a co-host of Wisconsin Today, Kate Archer-Kent, asking you to join in with your gift, and don't wait, because WPR's essential service is available to you, and your community thanks you for your support.
And if you've never given to WPR before, here's what to expect. It's a short process, takes just a few minutes of your time. You answer some basic questions, your name and address, the amount of your gift, and how do you like to pay for it?
And that's it. That's
voila.
All there is to it. So make that first donation to WPR. You'll feel great about it because it's listener supported. It's got such a big part of what makes WPR happen each and every day. And now many first-time donors give $10 a month or $120. The amount's really up to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And ask for our latest WPR sticker this drive. It features a colorful design of Wisconsin state symbols, including WPR, of course. Yours for a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Lee, you get to add it to your sticker collection.
I was going to say my water bottle with my sticker collection on it.
Yeah.
And really, this is one of those opportunities where you can get something for just anything. Your gift of any amount will get you that sticker in this drive. So become a sustaining member. When you think about it, it's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card, and you can get started now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We heard from Diarlin down in Austin, Texas, who says, I live in Wisconsin during the summer. Good idea there. And I look forward to the Larry Mueller Show. Now I can stream it year-round. It's full of practical connections and a link to Wisconsin places.
Sounds about right, Diarlin, and thank you so much. Join Diarlin with your gift now. It's powerful and will make a huge difference. Don't wait. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. Well, our guests today have been talking about grilling, and well, they should, as they are the hosts of the TV show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. Mark Mad Dog Matheson and Gary Merrill are with us to answer your questions at 1-800-642-1234, and boy, have we got a doozy on the line, so let's go to Sonia and Madison. Sonia, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question for our grillologists?
Well, my husband loves to scroll Instagram, and he read that if you boil water and put a steak in it before you grill it and let it cook for a few minutes, that it takes the fat out.
Have you tried it, Sonia? Have you tried boiled steak?
Yeah, he's tried it.
And?
He's tried it. Several. He does it every time now, and it drives me crazy.
And we don't have far to go.
Well, I saw it on Instagram. Happens to be a pretty common thing to say before you try something that nobody else would try. But, you know, you saw it on Instagram. Boiling a steak, where is the sense behind that, Mad Dog?
I'm trying to think of the word too. I've done it too, but Ray or I can't remember. Somebody will call and remember what it is. I've done it where I've done that with the water temperature at a certain degree, and then you go ahead right before, like sort of like the reverse sear, right before the temperature starts, you throw it back on the grill and sear it up. I've done it, but hey, to me, there's people that have got those machines, they love it, but to me, it's a waste of time.
A waste.
Yeah, there's actually a machine out there. There's actually a unit out there you get, Lee, that can I believe it's everything's in a plastic baggie when it's dipped down in the water, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And I can't think of the name. Something pod. And I can't think of it. Maybe it's because of the pod. I can't think of it. I don't know. That's a form of reverse sear.
Okay.
Absolutely right. It's like par cooking the bratwurst to get some of the grease out of there. But in my opinion, cuts of meat are getting leaner and leaner anyway, Lee. And anytime we can find a beautiful marbleized ribeye steak or porterhouse steak, why would you want to get rid of that gorgeous marbleization?
Yeah.
Put a nice thin rub, a seasoning on there, sear the dickens out of it fast, get it to your temperature you want with a good instant read meat thermometer. And for one thing in life, enjoy the fat.
That's right. I love fat.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with fat. I love fat.
That should be on your apron if it isn't already. I love fat.
Nothing wrong with fat. I'm fat, and I love fat.
and that's kind of what you're going. To me, though, that's kind of what I'm going for with a good cut of beef is part of that fatty content and that marbleization, right?
It brings us back to those beautiful butchers that are cropping up all over Wisconsin. They're bringing back the beautiful, and I can't think of the name right now, of the hogs, Berkshire hogs, and all these beautiful hogs and all these beautiful beef that have gorgeous marbleization that we grew up on, and different associations were trying to make us lean and healthy there for a while, which is good. But boy, that marbleization and that cut of meat—that's what a guy's striving for when it, you know. That's why you wish you had it in your venison, you know, type of situation, because it has none in there, and you have a difficulty cooking it. So,
Sonny, I am so grateful you called, and I am so interested in what else you might find on Instagram and what that might mean for your grilling going forward. Good luck. So let me see here. We did the beef, we did the pork, we did the fish. I feel like we've pretty much touched on everything but the veggies so far. So here come the veggies now. And I had a really nice butternut squash over the weekend. I knew I was going to talk to you too, and I thought maybe I could throw this on the grill, but I didn't even know where to start. So,
squash on the grill, I cut it into, I take an acorn squash or a squash, butternut squash, I cut it into rings, circular rings, cut out, you know, hollow out the little seeds in each ring, and I dip it in the oil and season it. You can sear it up on the grates of the grill. But here's a good one for you and your venison. Take that squash, cut it in half, hollow out the seeds, and take some of your ground venison, take some cooked rice, some diced up carrots and peas. You don't even have to cook that venison, because we're going to cook that squash long enough where that juices of the venison is going to drip down into your squash just gorgeously. But you mix all that together, the raw venison or cooked, whatever you want to do, but mix that all together, stuff your hollowed out squash, wrap it up in foil, offset it from the heat for about, it takes 40 minutes or an hour on a nice, 350 degree type temperature. But honest to goodness, you open it up and it'll be a little bit of a harvest heaven.
Yeah, now I am so disappointed in my silly squash soup that I had this weekend.
Still time.
Oh, squash soup's good.
and then Brussels sprouts on the grill. If you've never had a Brussels sprout, it's individual little cabbages. And when you grill cuts of meat as opposed to putting them into a stock pot and making boiled dinner, you taste each, every individual little one, from carrots to Brussels sprouts to little bitty beets to beautiful, of course, Wisconsin taters. There's nothing you can't cook. Asparagus, of course, is out of season, but the asparagus on the grill, green beans on the grill, it's just a monopoly of flavor.
Well, let me tell you, if I'm going to take some Brussels sprouts and put them on the grill, and let me take a page from your playbook here, I'm going to take about a stick of butter.
No, they're going to go right on the grates of the grill. You're going to take that beautiful Brussels sprout, you're going to snip off the little end and a few of the little leaves. You're going to put them in a Ziploc baggie. You pour just a little bit of gorgeous corn or vegetable oil or olive oil over the top, just a little bit. You're going to season them with a little bit of a grilling magic, our garlic pepper blend or garlic pepper blend in general. And all you're going to do is a nice medium heat, and you're going to toss those little Brussels sprouts right over the top of the grates of the grill, medium direct heat, medium direct. And you're going to let them walk away for about 6-7 minutes, and then turn them another 6-7 minutes and roll them around a little bit. And they steam, they just cook gorgeously. They might be a little charred on the outside, but on the inside is this little bitty cabbage waiting.
Yeah, that was. I was wondering, can you overcook a Brussels sprout? Because I kind of like them crispy on the outside.
No. Yeah, you're crisping the dickens out of them, and you'll know when you overcook them because literally they flatten right out. And you don't want too flat, but you want them nice and round and keep them whole. You know, trim them a little bit, put that oil on like we talked about and some seasoning, and then have your stick of butter handy because at the end you want butter to take a scoop of butter and put it on top of your Brussels sprouts.
Why have I been skimping on butter in Wisconsin? That makes no sense to me now that I've heard from the grillologists who are like, put some butter on it.
You haven't been crossing over to Minnesota and getting oleo again, have you?
Oh, no. That might be where Larry's on vacation today.
Yeah, he's got enough oleo to cross over to Minnesota.
Hey, Merrill, are there some other comfort foods that we may be missing for grilling season? Is there something?
Well, I come to mind pork chops. Well, I love grilled pork chops, especially if you get – I love them even when they're stuffed, too. But, boy, you get a nice, inch thick pork chop. There again, I like eating the pellet grill when I'm doing it on the pork chops because I got a nice inch thick pork chop, put it on the grill about 250 degrees and cook it like at 250 degrees, cook it for about 35, 40 minutes, but use a meat thermometer and then I'll take it off about 142 degrees. Take it off, let it rise again, but they come out really nice and juicy too. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Mine's a ring of kielbasa. I like taking just beautiful ring smoked sausage or ring kielbasa, you know, that nice ring, and just a nice low heat underneath it, and you blister one side, you flip it over, and you blister it just until it starts to swell and split. And the best comfort food in the world, Lee.
Wow. All right. Now you've got me hungry, and I know that you've already been grilling this morning, and you've had salmon for breakfast. I'm betting you're probably grilling later today. What would you recommend for the grill, this weekend? What's something to think about for this weekend ahead?
I would go with tri-tip.
Yeah, that seems to be the way at the Beef-a-rama.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, I might add, if you go to our website, we also have where we're going to be at our calendar events. But we do have we're up in Norway, Michigan for the Leif Erikson Festival and taping a show October 11th. We're at Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay October 18th, taping a rib cook-off show. And in Waupaca on December 6th for a Christmas show. So if you want to join us, and everybody's always available to join us, we have anywhere from 50 to 250. We were in Chippewa Falls about a month ago at a nice little bar called Schutzies, and we had 300 beautiful guests watching our television show, and it's just a blessing.
Awesome. Online at maddogandmerrill.com, and I want to thank you both for being a part of our first day of our fall member drive. Thank you both for your contribution. Very much appreciate it.
Yeah, peace, love,
and butter. Thank you.
It was fun. Peace, love, and butter. Seeing as how it's the fall member drive, I feel like we should bring in a pro now, the co-host of Wisconsin Today. Kate Archer Kent joins me. Hi, Kate.
Hey, peace, love, and butter to you.
We're coming up with apron ideas all over the place. We're also here today to raise money that pays for the programs that you love, programs like The Larry Mueller Show. And support from people like you is still the largest source of funding for WPR. And that's why your support, specifically you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, is so important.
And you've heard us say it before, listeners are the single largest source of funding for WPR. And this summer, federal funding for public media was eliminated, making listener support even more important than ever. There are challenges ahead, right? But together, we can keep WPR strong. So give now to support the programming that enhances your day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do you soak your brats? Do you boil your steaks? It's some of what we've learned today with our grillologist guests. And it's all because of you. It's because WPR is listener supported. And that means when you give, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You make this hour the Larry Mueller Show and many, many more hours possible. So take this moment to choose an amount that works for you and make your gift right now.
And make an ongoing gift of $15 or $20 a month, whatever amount is right for you. Set that up on your credit card or your debit card, or better yet, right from your bank account. It's what we call a sustaining gift. Become a sustainer. And the beauty of it is that you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
And your support will be as consistent as your WPR listening, month after month, year after year. So become a sustainer right now. Set up your ongoing gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, along with Kate Archer Kent, and we're asking you to support the quality programming you value on WPR with your gift right now during our fall member drive. And it's your contribution of $10 or $100 a month, whatever you choose, that'll make a difference for our entire community.
And we live in a really generous society. We're quick to help our neighbor or our coworker in need. We chip in for good causes, and you can continue that tradition of generosity when you support WPR right now.
Deborah in the Villages, Florida says, I love the talk format on WPR. Well, we love to hear from Florida, Deborah. Join Deborah with your gift right now. It will be powerful. It will make a huge difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you.